right. We're here with Michelle Lukes.
Hello.
Unless you want it more exotic, Lucas. And Sarai Deschel.
Yes.
Oh, Sarai, we've spoke before.
Yeah.
And it was her American Dreamers, wonderful documentary.
Thank you.
And now we're going to talk about something that has nothing to do.
So different. We may touch on undocumented issues. We may.
That's true. And, yeah. and then, you do have the other thing in common. It's people meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me about Entanglement.
Oh, Entanglement. It's a wonderful love story. I think I was thinking about it after a breakup. I did.
Jeez.
And you know, I got into the dating scene, and not really into it, because I was scared by it. It was,
on the fringes.
Right? Like, it was a 10-year relationship. I was out, and there was no more courtship. There was, everything was online, right?
And because things must have changed dramatically from when you went into that relationship
yes.
to when you went out.
Yes, yeah. Drastically.
10 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. You invest, that's a good
yeah.
investment.
Yeah, and then my partner, who we developed Entanglement together, was the guy who was just online dating nonstop. So, you know, we're both filmmakers, and I'm like, I want to do a love story, and he had just sent me this link on Invisibilia, which is on NPR. It's a podcast, and they were talking about the entanglement theory on how two people can be connected, entangled with one another. Well, it was basically actually two atoms that are connected. You can do one thing to one, and the same thing will happen to the other. Even if you take it to the moon, same effect. So there, scientists are saying that that happens also in people, in everyday people, but they can't explain it. So based on all that, from my experiences, his experiences, and entanglement theory, we created an entanglement. Yes. So it follows two people who are cosmically entangled.
Yeah. Michelle,
mm-hmm.
you play Evie.
I do.
You
I play
entangled.
I am. I play Evie.
Yes.
A Brit that uprooted and moved to LA. Can I say why?
Yes.
For love.
Oh.
And it's half her story and half Ben's
yeah.
story. And it's about her journey, or their journey, I should mm-hmm. say, and their entanglement.
Yeah.
It's an obstacle course. Do you guys say obstacle course?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's it's not a straightforward route. Or route.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I love about it, and I keep saying this whenever we talk about it, it's just, it's a, sometimes you like to watch a movie or a TV show to escape.
Yes.
But actually, sometimes it's really nice to know you're not the only person in a really awful situation. And I think that there's so many, like, brilliant scenarios that I think everyone's going to be able to relate to,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's life. It's not straightforward, and the path to love is usually not straightforward either.
No,
so I think it's going to be lovely for people to go, oh, thank God, I'm not the only one, and maybe find a bit of humor in it, and maybe find some comfort. It's a very human
life,
story.
Any kind of relationship is this humor, no matter what.
Even
when you're upset with each other, this you look at it afterwards, and you kind of go, okay, we got pissed off for what?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's going to be a web series.
Yes, web series.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. And hopefully.
And we'll be shooting the pilot in September.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, because I was pitching it around as a script, and there was interest. There were people saying, like, oh, I love the story, but, you know, they're not going to fund it, right? So they're like, come back to us when you have something. We're like, all right, I'll do the work.
Yeah, exactly. They want to see a finished product.
Yeah, yeah. And they want to see. I mean, and I love that, actually, because our cast, you know, our characters are so unique,
mm-hmm.
like, from Shelley and Johan. Like, when you read it on paper, it's going to be different when it comes to life.
Yeah.
Because, like, Johan comes from Chicago, so he's still, and he, like, grew up, you know, in the city, so he has that kind of
urban swagger.
Shitty edge.
He really does.
He does, right?
Yeah. And it's so unique, and it's so, and it's only like only him can play that part that, you know, we created, that we envisioned. There's like no one else that can fit that role. And same goes for Evie. Like, I seriously thought of of Shelley here the entire time. Like, I had her in mind, and even when we started writing it, I wanted to work with her. So I'm like, okay, how do we make this work? So,
because originally she might have been American.
We were thinking
back
about
in,
it, yeah.
Back in the like really early stages.
Yeah, maybe? Yeah. But then, like, having it be different, someone, you know, from London, I think adds so much more humor to it, and, you know, us Americans love to. there's going to be that in the storyline where, you know how some people, and I'm sure you see it, where they end up talking like you in a sentence
all the time. But it's really funny because I always think, do I sound like that? Because it's always this really weird sing-songy. Whenever Americans do English, they always talk like this. And I go, God, do I sound like that? And I do. I'm doing it now. But I love how she's evolved. I love,
yeah.
She's just grown into this magnificent.
Yeah, she's so. We had so much fun like developing this, and it seriously happened. Like, we were thinking about it for, like, Joanne and I were just bouncing off ideas off each other, and like, it all just came to me like in one night where like the words just came into my head, and then Johan, of course, he has that swagger, so he was able to add that side, and music is also going to be huge because we have these two worlds from downtown LA to Topanga Canyon, and
that's
right,
yeah,
yes, yeah. So that's another thing. Like, how are they going to fall in love?
Two very different worlds.
And he's a teacher. You know, he's kind of more straight edge, more square, but he can kind of toe the line between like the professional world and the street world. And you know,
Topanga.
Evie just got here. She just got into Topanga. Yeah, and you know, music is gonna be her best friend. Angie is a musician, so she's surrounded by music. So you have this like
real creative sort of
very art. You know, lots of artists that are surrounded, and Ben's like, this is really not my world. But you'll have to watch the web series on how they meet.
I feel like actually both of those worlds are not often really strongly depicted. Whenever you see LA, in my experience, whenever you see LA on TV and film, it's that beach life, or it's the kind of Melrose Avenue, Hollywood.
Yeah, and you're starting to get shows like Love that are set in like Silver Lake and Togetherness.
It's going to be nice
here
to discover other parts of the city.
Topanga is still part of LA County.
And it's beautiful.
I spend pretty much half my time in Topanga, half my time in downtown LA. Yeah, my brother lives in downtown, so I'm there all the time, and my best friends live in Topanga, so yeah. So naturally, I have to write about it.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to assume, of course, that in some of the storylines, it's going to be, some of it might be a little biographical.
Why would you say that?
Why?
I don't know, but by the looks of your faces.
You know, you write what you know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Because some people would say, oh, no, it's not. But then you're listening and you're going, oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. A lot of it, it not only my life, it's Johan's life, it's...
a little of mine, maybe a little sprinkle of something.
So it's friends, right? And this, just so you know, this is my first stab at writing a scripted show.
Are you directing also? I'm directing it.
So I have, as you know, directed documentaries, and that's kind of been my. In terms of me being a director, it's just been documentaries. But I worked in television, so I know that world very well. And I wanted to make that crossover. So in order to do that, you kind of have to develop your own work, right? So so the first one, we developed it, we wrote it, and the next one is going to be the most amazing talented female writers that you can get in the TV world. So,
and it's a really strong female team, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So all the writers are females. You have my producing partner Jennifer Castillo, who wrote the second episode. You have Jashika and Janika, who write on Empire. So I just kind of gathered all my friends that we already have a close-knit circle.
Wonderful.
And they'll be writing on it. And I'm hoping to have, you know, you do need men, but I'm
No, you don't.
but I'm hoping to have the percentage of females be a lot greater on the crew, you know, above and below the line, yeah.
I have to respect you for that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So right now you have an Indiegogo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And,
yeah.
And
please donate.
Please donate. Subliminally.
Yeah.
And but you're being reasonable. I mean, you're not asking for, you know, like they're seeing someone. Yeah. I need $1 million.
Yeah.
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 I'm actually asking for half of what I need right now. The other is probably going to come from my pocket. Which is unfortunate, but
well, as artists, that's our passion.
Yeah,
get it out.
Yeah, in order to, you know, elevate your career, you got to invest in yourself, right? And you got to invest in the people that are alongside with you, and you know, you want to grow together. So that's kind of what we're doing. Like everyone on the team is people that are close friends of mine that I love, and that's how it should be, right?
Yes, it should be. It's always nice to work with the people you enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm. What a luxury.
This sounds fantastic. It actually sounds like something I would watch.
Yes!
You know, because, you guys know. You see so many of these shows, and some of them work for a while, and then you kind of go, okay. But because I know you're behind it, Sarah.
That's so sweet.
It's an endorsement in itself.
Thank you. Well, that's why I'm doing this. Because
I
believe in you and Jennifer and all your projects. And so I will get this out to the folks.
Yeah,
and,
that's amazing.
And
thank you.
We're on Indiegogo, as you said, Entanglement on Indiegogo. And we also have a Facebook, which is Facebook / Entanglement Web Series. So that's probably easier to get than like all the numbers that you get on the Entanglement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you just type it into search, it might pop up.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Michelle, Luke's. It's a pleasure. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
To lots of success.
Thank you.
Ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We
thank
hope
you
so
much.
Much.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
I can't wait either.
Yay.
Thanks.